producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got a lot of other points we're going to be going through here today. The Dr. Edward Group is taking your calls on Ebola, giving you the latest on that and so much more. GOP set to dominate in the midterm elections coming up. Looks like they'll get the Senate and the House. Most polls show. CBS, though, is putting out this info saying it shows Democrats ahead. Boy, the Republicans don't deliver on liberty this time. Both parties are done, and all the numbers show that. I want to take some phone calls. The toll-free number to join us for Dr. Group is 800-259-9231. And in the interest of getting to a lot of your calls, we're going to try to move through them quick. 800-259-9231. Dr. Group, let's go to Kelly in Texas. Kelly, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and God bless you both. I've been doing a lot of research on this Ebola, and I've read that, where, of course, you've already said Claudio Silver is a good combatant to take. And also that I read, and I wondered if Dr. Group had heard about a natural ingredient found in foods that we eat is called selenium that could also help. And also, it's awful blatant that they bring patient zero over here right at the beginning of the flu inoculation season, and that Ebola uses the immune system against itself. That's how it works. Therefore, bringing down everybody's immune system 50% that takes this flu shot. And also wanted to ask if Alex or you, either one, heard about the shipments of Claudio Silver that were sent to Africa and stopped before anybody in the United States had it, and it was sent back three times and never arrived in Africa.
Dr. Group, thank you, caller. A lot of great points, Kelly.
Actually, I know the people that sent the silver over there, and they had already contacted some doctors in Africa to do some testing. They sent it over there. It was flagged. It was stopped by the government. It was not allowed into the country.
Incredible.
And I can definitely verify that story for you.
I mean, because then it's something that some pharmaceutical company can't patent.
Right.
Even though pharmaceutical companies are on record are coming out with all their other patented silver stuff.
Yeah, they can't find it. There's no money in it. You know, it does to do silver the right way. It takes a long time, and really the best form of silver is going to be a high produced using a high voltage AC current. So it's definitely something that I would put at the highest point on the list. You mentioned selenium. I would also say zinc. You know, selenium and zinc are really good for the immune system. You should stock up on those as well. There's a lot of different things out there. Vitamin C.
What fruit is the best overall to just give you a lot of stuff?
Acai fruit. You know, I kind of look at readily available things, you know, and seasonal, but any type of live organic food that you eat, especially if it's picked really fresh off the tree, is going to do your body a lot of good. It's going to provide you with the nutrients, and it's going to provide you the enzymes and all the stuff that you need to support your immune system. So it's really more.
But Big Pharma says that's not true. All we need is Big Pharma and shots every day. It's a conspiracy theory that we even need good food or even oxygen. In fact, they're now saying oxygen may not be needed, and that's a conspiracy, that all we need is GlaxoSmithKline.
Well, it's just like the USDA and the government approving Dow's new herbicide yesterday, the day before, the 2,4-D, the mixture with glyphosate, after there was 80,000 scientists that wrote in and all kinds of congressmen, too, to try to get it banned. And what do? They approve it. So, you know, the design is for them to create these chemicals, create these endocrine disruptors, create all these things to actually cause you to become ill, cause your immune system to go down, so they can go on the back end and prescribe you medications, you know, doctor's visits, stuff that addresses doesn't ever address the root cause, only addresses the symptoms and causes you to be in a dependency state to depend.
Sure. Everything they do is about the welfare, all of it. Be dependent on them. Don't teach you how to fish, but give you fish, tainted fish. We'll be right back with Dr. Grip. Your phone calls. Karen, Anonymous, Jay, Bridget, Peter, your calls are 3 minutes away. I'm Alex Jones.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Criminal Senate TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Find details at InfoWarsNews.com. And then, of course, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain, with the live syndicated Sunday transmission. I want to take just a mass of calls in this third hour and intersperse it with some other breaking news at the bottom of the hour on a new contest we're launching to expose the Ebola threat, to expose Obama as a false deity, a false god, and to pull down and desecrate that god of political correctness. We're also going to look at angry protests, target wealthy whites, vandalize homes, burn U.S. flags, assault reporter, call for officer's death. The streets of Ferguson were literally on fire last night, and it spread into St. Louis. Kurt Nemo has a story on Infowars.com pointing out this could blow up big time over the weekend. We're also going to have our reporters down on the border investigating the CDC, scooping up people that are ill and showing how it's wide open, because Jay Johnson says that it's not wide open. So we're going to go prove that he's a liar. Oops, he might get me. He's a big thug. I have no free speech. Yes, I do. Even if you say I don't, I'm going to exercise it. So that's all coming up. Dr. Group, we're about to go right back to the calls, but other points that you may have forgotten to make before we go to Karen and others.
Well, I mean, no really other points that except for the fact that we just need to watch this whole Ebola thing really closely to determine, you know, what's going on. I try not to be fearful and try not to create any fear mongering or anything, but probably my greatest fear, if you want to call it a fear, is if we get to the point where they're coming door to door and they're quarantining, because then you're helpless unless, you know, there's a mass revolution and we, you know, resist that. But I mean, for them to have the ability, they already have the executive orders in place. I mean, literally, if you're showing signs of respiratory illness, they can you know, quarantine you.
Obama expanded that 3 months ago.
You know, take you to wherever the local, you know, whatever the closest camp they have set up is. I mean, that's probably my biggest situation, because then I'm stuck. I can't do anything for myself. You know, I'm stuck in a situation away from my family, where, you know, I might just have to just get out of the United States, if that's even possible. They might lock down the borders. I mean, I've had calls, you know, a lot of people call my office just saying, what do I do? I mean, am I going to even be able to get out of the United States?
Like, by the way, since you mentioned that, we haven't played this video clip. I'm going to play it and then go to phone calls. We reported the text of this 3 days ago when it first broke, but now the video is up on Infowars.com. The commanding general of Southcom, in the world split up into regions. Ebola outbreak in Central America could cause mass migration to the U.S. Now Southcom is in the news today saying it could be in Brazil right now. We know it's in Spain and other areas, because folks are running from Africa, mainly across west into the Americas. And so, boy, I tell you, that is not some good news if that is the case. Let's go ahead and play a clip of the commanding general, General John F. Kelly. Here it is.
Back to the Ebola thing, I'll just tell you a story. I was down in Costa Rica a couple of weeks ago talking to our embassy personnel. One of them relayed a story to me. They were standing on the border between Costa Rica and Nicaragua, which is not really a border. I mean, it's all free flow. If you don't have the right papers, you can just, for a very small amount of money, move through the border. But there were five or six black guys that were there at the border waiting in line to pass into Nicaragua and then on the way north. And the embassy person walked over and just asked who they were. And they said, well, we're from Liberia. Been on the road about a week. And we're on the way to New York City illegally. So they're on the network. They had flown into, I think, Trinidad, and then met up with the traffickers, and now they're on the way in. They could have made it to New York City and still be within the incubation period of Ebola. So I go back to this issue, and I've highlighted this issue in Washington, that if there's an outbreak in the Caribbean, particularly, or in Central America, it will make the 68,000 unaccompanied children, I think, look like a small problem.
General, thank you for that.
That is just killing. And you see guys like him that are shooting straight, and then you compare it to the head of the CDC or Obama saying there's no big deal, everything's fine. I mean, what planet are they living on?
I don't know what's going on at the World Health Organization, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, the Homeland Security, the FEMA, you know, all of them. It's just like they don't even know what the other one's doing. I mean, you know, it's just a complete nightmare. I mean, there's no organization. They're not even taking the proper steps to contain the waste products. Just the guy that died in the apartment. They sent one of the kids in the apartment to school. It was okay for him to go to school.
Didn't clean the ambulance.
They're not, you know, they're not wiping anything down. I mean,
this guy's spraying bloody poop everywhere, vomiting blood everywhere. I'm sorry to be gross. I mean, these people just explode stuff, and it's just all no big deal.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'd be surprised, Dr. Grip, if he hadn't spread it in Dallas.
Yeah, I'd be surprised, too. I mean, we'll see in the next couple weeks. I mean, you know, really, we're going to see what's going to happen come about the 1st of December, maybe mid-November. I mean, that's going to be the telling.
If it starts spreading, that'll start happening in the next week. It's just 21 day. But then the government will try to cover it up.
The government will try to cover it up, but if, you know, we were looking at all the different vaccine trials and everything pretty much ends to, you know, or starts
so
at the beginning
scripted.
Of the year.
Looks scripted.
It does look scripted, yes. So, I mean, everything, and as a matter of fact, even in 2003, the New York Times reported that there was some Ebola vaccine testing
going
on in 2003.
Well, when I saw Bill Gates' name back then, I said, look out, here comes Ebola on air.
Right.
I mean, it's just pure evil.
So it's not like, you know, they haven't been testing Ebola vaccines. They've been testing Ebola vaccines and owned the patent on Ebola strains for a long time. You know, and they prepared us with movies like Outbreak and Ebola and all these 28 Days Later and all the zombie movies and all this other stuff. So, you know, it's conditioning of the mind and then seeing how far we're going to take it, you know, doing test runs.
Yeah, because they're clearly trying to have plausible deniability with open borders and the planes still come in. They clearly want it spread.
Right.
I mean, there's no debating that now.
But they're always going to test every, you know, they always test everything in these African countries because, you know, these are poor families, these poor environments. No one's ever, you know, there's not a lot of media over there. It's not going to get out. It's kind of secretive.
It's like testing. You know. It's like giving black people syphilis. Nobody will believe if they complain. Just shoot them up. Just, you know, just.
Right. And a lot of the testing goes on, you know, back in the jungles in Africa, you know, the originally with.
That's where the Pentagon's got the testing facilities.
Right. The HIV testing a long time ago and the AIDS virus and all that stuff and Ebola. All that's usually tested in these jungles in somewhere in Africa.
Something tells me we're not going to hear about this from Al Sharpton, though. He's too busy race pimping.
Well,
to actually try to help.
Jesse Jackson's talking about it, so.
Oh, Jesse Jackson says it's racist that this guy didn't get treatment. No, that's what hospitals do now. They just turn you away.
Well, the thing is, all of our hospitals are already full anyway with all the degenerative diseases and the flu-like symptoms. I mean, and now people, you know, especially around Dallas and all throughout the United States because of Ebola, if they get a cough and a respiratory situation, which is actually going around now because of all the contaminated
vaccines,
you know, how do you, there's no room in any hospitals right now anyway. If the Ebola thing takes on and it starts to become a real pandemic and people start coming down with it, there are no hospitals to go to, people. There's, you know.
This is crazy. Let's go to call.
Camps. I mean.
Let's talk to Karen in Florida. Well, what's wrong with a camp? Don't be racist. Karen, you're on the air. Welcome.
Right. It's not a camp. It's just a care center.
It's
Hello?
Loving. It's not a death panel. It's a loving. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hi there, Mr. Jones.
Welcome.
We're five-year listeners, and I just wanted to let you know that we also have the nascent iodine, the oxy powder, and we also bought the water system.
Well, thank you, because that funds our operation and our quality products. Thank you, ma'am.
Totally awesome. And what we wanted to know is the gloves for money. We know that the American dollar travels all over the place. And we're starting to wonder when would be a good time to start using gloves for cash or, you know, what are we going to do in a case like that? And also,
well, I think that's a good point. If it really starts spreading, you wear a mask and gloves. But wouldn't the Ebola down a few minutes on money? I think you're talking about somebody who has it, sneezing on it or having it in their hand, passing it to you at the register. Right, Dr. Grip?
You know, that's a good question, and there's a lot of controversy out there right now. It's one of the things we're trying to figure out is how long does the Ebola virus live in fluids? Like, let's say, for example, you go to an ATM machine and you have the Ebola virus. Well, your body fluids are going to touch the keypad on there. How long will it live? Well, there's a lot of different factors. You know, is it going to be in contact with direct sunlight? Because if it's in contact with direct sunlight, it'll probably kill the virus. The money. Right now, you know, the reports from scientists that I've talked to are coming back saying anywhere from 5 to 20 days up to 70 days, what you were talking about, that the Ebola virus can live in bodily fluids outside the body. Now, We're coming up on winter, too. So if you, you know, since you're in winter, since a lot of places there's not as much sunlight, it's natural that people's immune systems go down over the winter months. They're not exercising. They're eating Thanksgiving meals. You know, they're eating more sugary things.
That vitamin D, B12?
They're lacking B12. They're lacking vitamin D, you know. So, you know, it's a perfect storm, really, when you think about it, because all these things are coming together at once at around the same time. So as far as I don't have an accurate answer, but I can tell you that I would just say that the Ebola virus could possibly live in fluids outside if it's not in direct sunlight.
Sure, they're saying it may be going airborne. When we have right, we don't know, ma'am. We'll try to figure that out, but it's definitely serious because the government is like trying to aid and abet it, basically.
And by the way, they do make gloves that have that are made.
Hold on, we got to go to break. We're going back with Jay.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solution found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is the end.
This is the end, my only friend, the end of our love.
I'm not going to make the callers wait anymore. Coming up the next segment, CDC mandates hermetically sealed caskets for Ebola victims. Revelation follows report of CDC storing thousands of airtight coffin liners in Georgia that they basically call mass cremation devices. We have all the documents on that. This is what the CDC is out currently buying right now. I remember I did a TV show with Jesse Ventura about that. We probably need to add that video. Just it's the, Georgia coffin episode. I forget the exact name. We should probably add that to it. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Jay in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you, Alex and Dr. Brew, for your dedication.
Thank you, brother.
Honor. My question is for Dr. Group, and I'll take my answer off the air because I'm at work. What supplemental regimen would you recommend for someone who has hepatitis who does not want to do the interferon treatment?
Well, what I would recommend is you find a good doctor in your area, maybe somebody that has experience with different types of IV bags, ozone, ultraviolet blood irradiation, somebody that can work with you that has experience in, you know, utilizing some of those compounds. My personal experience, you know, just some of the things that we've used to help support people with hepatitis are oregano, a silver, iodine. I'm not saying that that's, you know, obviously I can't state anything, you know, that would work on any disease because I've already been, you know, raided and almost arrested and thrown in jail for making claims. But those are things it can definitely be worked on effectively if you find the right doctor in your area, no doubt about it. And the interferon that they give in such high doses that it's really not, it can actually be damaging to the body. There was a company in Switzerland that was producing a low-level interferon product that we used to use with some really good success. But another thing out there that you might want to look at is called MMS. It's a miracle mineral supplement, and read up on that as well.
And again, though, I mean, no doctor can sit there over the air and specifically diagnose somebody. Got to do tests, got to look at them, but thank you so much, caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Anonymous in Oklahoma. You're on the air.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I got two things for you. I've got a source that works at the hospital here in Oklahoma City that they recently, I heard you speak about earlier, saying that they were being tested for the Ebola virus.
Yes, sir. That's in CBS News. Report Oklahoma City Hospital isolates patient exhibiting possible Ebola symptoms. Go ahead.
My source on the inside says that they work there in an admitting there and said that they have, this individual has been tested. It came back negative.
Good.
She's under a psych evaluation because this individual had said that she was exposed, had intercourse with an individual who thought they had Ebola, and they took they didn't take any precautions.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of craziness that comes out of the scare as well.
Exactly. And also one more thing, Alex, you know how you've talked in the past about how they project what they're going to do before they do it, where they do movies, films, you know, the pain in Colorado and the airport there. I don't know if you guys have been watching this. It's a show on FXX called The Strain. It is a new take on a vampire story by Guillermo del Toro. He's doing it. The symptoms of these people when they're infected by this vampire, they have muscle spasms and their eyes turn red. The CDC is involved in this show. They are completely incompetent. There's one individual in the storyline who has seen what's happened. He's trying to wake other people up, and they've basically said he's killed people, and they've tried to turn the media against him in this show. And it's basically projecting 101. I mean, it's spooky how the similarities are, and this whole storyline takes place in New York City.
Looks like a pretty scary show. Thank you so much. God bless you. Let's talk to Peter in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Group.
Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Peter.
You can hear me. I buy your product, and I wanted to ask about a couple of other products that I take, if you don't mind, okay?
Yeah, we're not screening your call, bro. You're on air.
Yeah, TA-65, what do you think of it?
TA65, I think it's a great product. I mean, it's one of those products that has a lot of research behind it. It's for those people out there that don't know what it is. It's a very expensive product that's been shown to increase telomere length. And, you know, that's part of the anti-aging mechanism.
Isn't that what DNA Force does?
And that's what DNA Force, well, DNA Force is designed to prevent cellular damage, which leads to telomere shortening.
All right. It's a nutraceutical. Stay there, caller. Finish your question when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go to a lot of your calls now. I want to get to a bunch of them, but just boom, get your questions out. We'll try to get you the answers or your points. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Two things I want to hit first. One is this FEMA coffin story, now confirmed at InfoWars.com with the CDC. We always said, why are the coffins there by the CDC? You know, why did they attack us when we covered it? Well, now we know. And the media would make it about the poor folks that owned the property they were stored on, like we were blaming them. No, we weren't. We were just pointing out what these were being used for and why the CDC was storing them. But before we go there, they've had different media organizations and MSNBC come out and say that it's racist to call Ebola, Obola. And I've been saying that for weeks. You know, the term Obola, many other people have. We're also seeing pop-up bumper stickers and signs that say Ebola, but with the Obama symbol in the middle of the O. Well, we've come out with a $7,500 contest. It's going to be an accelerated contest, only 2 weeks long, then 1 week to judge. Usually that takes months. You get a month to do it and a month to judge. We're announcing it today. The contest will end in 2 weeks, and we'll have the winner on Halloween. October 31st, first place $5,000, second place $200, third place $500. But everybody wins because you go print off the posters we've made or make your own poster exposing the false politically correct deity Obama, exposing collectivism, exposing the open border, whatever spectrum of that you want. Use our posters, make your posters, send us your posters. We'll post them on Facebook and Twitter and places. It's about showing the power of the people. We've done some of these contests that have become huge national news stories. They've all been very successful. And what you do is you shoot video of it, and then you put it on YouTube. We link to the different videos. People watch them by the millions. You know, big videos get seen a million times, small ones 5,000. So what? That's a big deal. You go out, you get involved, you hang posters in legal and lawful areas. Could be on your own barn, your own business, or a commons area, you know, where they hang rock and roll posters or church posters or, you know, dog show posters and nobody cares. But then when you do, they'll go, it's horrible, ban it, arrest them, just to show how they want to violate free speech. When that happens and the local news covers it, then they try to shut down free speech. More people do it. It backfires on them. So, Ebola, and we'll do a document cam shot to show people here. Two of the posters, we have the files up on Infowars.com in the article on the homepage that we're going to tweet out right now and post to Facebook. In fact, I saw them with the contest page about an hour ago, so I don't see it on Infowars.com yet. So we'll get that up on Infowars.com right now, or I guess it's not in the featured news area, or maybe it hasn't cached yet off the cache into my my computer, but just we'll get it, the features, top story, this contest, and I'm going to give folks the headline on the article right now, # Ebola contest, tyranny is the disease, get engaged in the battle against tyranny with InfoWars' latest $7,500 contest. Ebola is racist to criticize that they're leaving our borders wide open. Tell him to halt flights from Ebola-stricken hot zones. Close the open borders. Download our posters or make your own. Shoot video of yourself posting in lawful places. First place, 5,000, right down to 500, third place. Submit entries by Friday, October 24th. I will announce the winners on the show on All Saints Eve, I guess you'd call it, or All Hallows Eve, Halloween, October 31st. And again, then we'll dole out and post the videos to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to tweet this out that Ebola is a disease right now with a link to the article at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it. And then again, the big glossy posters are a great way. Pound tyranny is a disease. # tyranny is a disease. Make that trend. Help expose it. And it says, secure the open border, Infowars.com. And on the top, blasphemy against what Jamie Foxx says is Lord and Savior. Ebola, Obama, halt flights from hot zones now. You want to get a campaign? So even if they let this spread, if this got big enough, they might back off and do something about Ebola. Or Ebola, excuse me. Because, again, they want to just do this and not have us pay attention. You heard Michael Savage saying Ebola could be the way to bring them down. Stuff like this can capture people's attention. Get involved. Get this out to everybody you know right now. And, again, we'll take this live video, what I'm talking about here on the radio. We'll edit it down today, have it on the nightly news, put that out as a viral video over the weekend to Infowars.com. Help stop the spread of Ebola, or Ebola as it's also known. This is how we counter their tyranny. So get these posters, get them out. Don't procrastinate. You could win the contest, but regardless, you win by taking action. Dr. Group, what do you think of this contest?
Well, I think it's a great contest. I think as many people, I mean, that listen to the show should get involved in it. And it's just like that's what we do every single day is answer questions about and tell people how to get involved at, you know, stopping this. I agree with Michael Savage, actually, because, you know, this could be the takedown of the globalists. I mean, look at the military they're sending in. What surprises me is that the military personnel they sent in to Africa did so with no resistance. Well,
we don't even know that. They wouldn't tell us.
Yeah, if I was in the military and they tried to send me into a hot Ebola zone, I don't know if I would.
And you were in Army Special Operations. You would have said no?
Well, I was pretty brainwashed back then, so I don't know what I would have done, but I would definitely say no now, that's for sure. I mean, I get military personnel calling me all the time saying that, you know, that have problems. I've got a guy in Houston that's breaking out in all these weird rashes and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, they use them as guinea pigs.
You know, so, I would, you know, get as many people that can get involved and start telling people the truth about Ebola and what's going on.
I mean, I almost don't even want to offer money in the contest, but that makes it fun. This isn't fun. It's war. In fact, I'm going to go out Monday or maybe even today, and I'm going to hang up a bunch of these posters around town, you know, as a promo video for this. But it's about you taking action and tying the president who's leaving the borders open and letting the flights come in to the Ebola. So they get the blame. They may back off if they see that you're giving pushback. But if we lay there like jellyfish, they'll walk all over us. New story up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. CDC mandates for medically sealed caskets for Ebola victims. Revelation follows report of CDC storing thousands of airtight coffin liners in Georgia. The CDC has instructed funeral homes to bury Ebola victims in their medically sealed caskets. That's what we told folks 5 years ago. A potentially disturbing revelation given reports the federal agency had previously purchased thousands of airtight coffin liners, which were being stored in Madison, Georgia, outside Atlanta. Yahoo News report reveals how the CDC is instructing funeral homes that remains should be cremated or buried promptly in a hermetically sealed casket, which must be secure against the escape of microorganisms and have valid documentation for being airtight. Dallas Institute of Funeral Services Administrator Wayne Cavender said the CDC is worried about an epidemic, but the type of caskets they were recommending were not airtight. These in Georgia are, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got more from your sources. They're calling them a cremation box, right?
They're calling them multifunctional cremation containers, and there's actually a patent on that. You can probably bring it up. There was I can't remember what year it was patented in. I think it was in the
there state. It is, multifunctional cremation container and for cadaver, and it breaks it down. U.S. patent number 08/069,980, 1995.
Yeah, the thing with Ebola patients is whenever they start getting close to death, though, it's the violent diarrhea, the violent vomiting, and the
violent Rachel Maddow. We don't talk about bloody diarrhea. It's called a Rachel Maddow. They have violent Rachel Maddow.
Right. So, I mean, if you think about really how to contain it, it would be almost to the point where you would have, before the patients get to the point where they're uncontrollably bleeding.
Before they go to uncontrollable Michael
diarrhea,
Moore.
They really need to be killed, like, before, you know, this is what they're saying, is they need to be put in some sort of a casket or possibly quarantined or in some sort of a room with other people, because that's when it really becomes a problem, is towards the end when they're losing body fluids everywhere. So, you know, the reports.
Hey, they say let everybody in. How about we send all the Ebola patients to the White House?
Well, there you go. I mean, who knows what the White House is, you know, the obvious, the White House isn't doing anything. I mean, Obama's holding meetings with all the African leaders and everything right now, or up at Martha's Vineyard for a long time. It's just like they don't care what's going on, obviously. They're not out there talking about it. And, you know, the organizations that are supposed to be holding the quarantines and helping people out aren't doing anything about it. It's all about fast-tracking vaccines and having something ready by the first of the year. So, I mean, you know the predictions. I mean, they're predicting that in January there could be over a million cases of Ebola.
1.4,
yeah. 1.4 million cases. So, you know, it's just more of a reason to start taking responsibility for your own health, start cleaning yourself out,
I totally agree. Let's go to calls now. I've been hogging the time here, ladies and gentlemen. Real fast, ask your other questions, Peter from Washington.
Okay, this product, I won't tell the brand, is Mitochondria Energy Optimizer, and they keep bringing in new ingredients. The question I have, they do have BioPQQ there. Is 10 mg enough daily?
Well, yes. I mean, what we've done with the DNA Force is we've taken all the – we've already done 15 years of research on what the best anti, you know, graceful aging supplements are, stuff that are going to protect the root cause of aging. See, companies out there are, you know, you might be addressing one thing, you might be addressing another thing, but what we're doing is addressing why the telomeres are shortening, why the cells are replicating faster than normal. And all that is due to too many toxic chemicals that are surrounding the cell in the extracellular fluid or chemicals that are getting inside the cell. So our approach is, you know, and we have the BioPQQ and the DNA Force, is to address the root cause of cellular damage. And the root cause of cellular damage is too much, too many chemicals and too many free radicals. And that's why the antioxidant levels are there. That's why BioPQQ has been proven in clinical trials to help stimulate nerve growth factor.
That's why myself and others, if you have damaged nerves, my torn Achilles, a hand that's been broken, a finger that's been chopped off, I noticed when I started taking it, those areas got numb, and then the feeling came back more. And then in my Achilles, it's now like electrical, and some of the feeling came back, but it's frankly quite weird and scares some people, and I get why. This is psychoactive. This is real nutraceutical. I mean, we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just to get the stuff that goes in it. They have to, like, sign deals with Mitsubishi and everything. I mean, this is not a game. This is the real deal.
It's the real deal, and I don't know what product you're talking about, but I mean, it's not about just one ingredient either. It's about combining six or seven or eight or nine proven ingredients that all work together.
CoQ10,
resveratrol. I mean, look, there's probably 20 different types of resveratrol out there, but there's only one 99% pure trans resveratrol. You know,
it's like our BioPQQ and all this. This is organic. This is the manufactured America source.
Right. I mean, this is all of the ingredients that go into this product, DNA Force, especially have, you know, years and years of clinical studies and research behind them. So
those are all linked on InfoWarsLife.com. In fact, to be technical, people should go there and read what's patented, what we are allowed to say. No, other people aren't allowed to say this because they don't have this stuff. This is real stuff. Thank you so much. We've got to move quicker through the calls, folks. Chris in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to advocate some of the products that that have really worked for me. I'm a professional musician. I sing and play guitar and gig out all the time. And since you had Dr. Wallach on the show and some of the longevity products like Tangy Tangerine, I haven't had a cold in like 2 years. And, you know, it's just tremendously helped me. You know, not only that, I used to get heartburn, acid reflux all the time. And through listening to Dr. Wallach and, you know, using digestive enzymes, probiotics, and now the Oxy powder is really pretty much cured that for myself. So
it's real simple. You know, Wallach and the organic Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 from InfoWarsHealth.com. You know, he's saying you need 90 things, trace elements and minerals and vitamins. Well, the government's saying only a few, like we're a plant or something. And so, of course, stuff like that. It's just so incredibly helpful. I mean, it's been life-changing for me.
That the iodine, to give you a funny story, I used to have ever since I started taking the iodine, I had this I play guitar, and I used to have this embarrassing wart on my middle finger that I could not get rid of, whether I try to freeze it off or whatever. And since I started taking the iodine, the thing just magically disappeared. I mean, my immune system is just so much better.
Well, look, I mean, if I'm no doctor or scientist. From all the literature I've read, it's simple. If there's basic deficiencies, if you don't have oxygen, you die. If you don't have vitamin C, you get scurvy and die. And if you don't have iodine, you will die. And they just keep lowering the level of what you need until someday, I guess, the FDA will say zero, and it'll be a thought crime if you say you need it. And this is not rocket science, what we promote here. We just promote what we believe is the purest, most powerful, ancient source, crystal source, and everything else is seaweed source. Look, the other stuff that and it's great, does it turn into a gas in a petri dish on a hot plate? The stuff we use is so pure, it's not called aerosolizing. What's it called when something gases?
It's called sublimation.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it looks like a purple ghost or something. I mean, this stuff just goes into your body. I mean, I don't want to go into details here, but what came out of my skin? I mean, I wasn't tanning before. I was just burning. Now I get really good tans, less sun, and now it doesn't happen anymore. I guess I've detoxed. Just stuff just poured out of my skin.
Well, iodine's used for every single cell in the body, and it's, you know, it's your skin, your endocrine system, your neurological system, any type of cysts. It's, you know, when you're when you take away, the big thing is with extra iodine is it blocks the absorption of the harmful halogens like chlorine, fluoride, and bromine. So really what you're doing is hopefully, you know.
You're not just getting what you need, you're blocking the bad stuff.
Exactly. I mean, hopefully everybody's learned enough by listening to your show to avoid fluoridated water. Sometimes you can't, though. I mean, look, all the drinks out there, too, you know, the colas and stuff, those are all made with fluoridated water. There's so many other sources.
A lot of foods have it added.
Chlorine is out there. The bromine is out there in breads. I mean, if you eat at a restaurant, you're going to get fluoridated water. Look, go to any coffee shop in the United States right now. You know, I'm not saying any names, but you know the most popular ones. They use tap water to brew all their coffee. So when you go in for your latte or whatever, your venti or your, you know, whatever, all you're doing is, number one, you're taking the coffee beans, which are heavily sprayed by pesticides. And so you're getting pesticides, and then you're getting the tap water in your system. So by you taking the proactive approach of doing this is what we're trying to get all, you know, people to do. Take a proactive approach.
Listen, I set about to find out what is the hiding in plain view, most powerful stuff that they don't want people to know about and understand, but that the elite are taking. And that's what InfoWarsLife.com products are about. 888-253-3139. And, you know, a couple times a month we cover news, but also cover some of these products in depth, because that's how we're funding the whole platform to promote Rand Paul and to promote the Second Amendment and to promote controlling our borders and to promote sovereignty and to promote free market is sharing with you things that we really believe in and are powerful. I'm going to do a segment of Overdrive, too, because I want to get to everybody. Evan, Lucy, Carolyn, John, and others. We got Carolyn's a retired nurse. We got John on high fructose corn syrup. Lucy wants to know about Dr. Group and natural ideas. Evan's up next, has a question on Ebola. I'm glad, because that's mainly what I meant when I opened the phones up for everybody's talking about the products. That was not intentional. But thank you for the nice reviews, callers. InfoWarsLife.com. That really changed my life.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
You've forgotten to monitor BlockItPocket.com, haven't you? Oh, how quickly we forget. BlockItPocket wants you to know that they never forget. You have a right to use wireless technology, privately and safely. So go now and monitor BlockItPocket.com's complete line of custom-designed and American-made products. BlockItPocket.com. Enhance your health and privacy in a wireless world. It's here, only at BlockItPocket.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer but the fool.
I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, in studio. Back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, with the rest of the crew. Evan in Arizona, you're on the air with Dr. Group. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. I just want to say I appreciate your show very much.
Appreciate you.
I am less afraid of Ebola. I am more afraid of the government response to Ebola.
I agree.
And kicking down our doors and hauling us off to the FEMA camps, by the way, of which I just discovered or heard that we have another FEMA camp that I was unaware of just south of Phoenix here. And, you know, we have a lot of FEMA camps here in Arizona. So that is scary. And, by the way, when I spoke to a couple of federal agents over the weekend, and they get it. Most of the people I talk about, I tell them we're living in pre-Nazi Germany, or pre-World War II Germany.
Well, that's the thing. I'm always, over the years, bashing the feds and people. And never really the military, but they were training them to take us on. But it was that training that woke them up. Cops, feds, and the military, going in the order of military, cops, and then feds. Feds not so much. They're more brainwashed and on power trips. But a lot of them, compared to the public, they're more awake. Dr. Group, isn't that exciting?
Listen, when all of the, you know, the high-level federal agents and even people in Parliament and the royal family in Europe, they all know, and some of them call me. I actually had people in the royal family fly to my office that had cancer under strict confidentiality to get treated, you know, to do the stuff that we were doing when we had before our cancer clinic got raided.
Well, that even leaked out in the news later down in Houston. I remember.
Yeah, it did. And I mean, you could pull up the case of the FDA that have tried to, you know, attack me.
Well, it's on record that Hollywood stars plug your oxy powder.
Right.
I mean, you're a successful guy.
Right. And they, you know, high level military. I've had people from, you know, organizations that aren't even listed, black ops stuff, come to me for broken bones. I had people when I had my clinic, CIA, FBI training facilities that would come to me for high tech treatments when they, you know, broke their arm. They needed to heal it within a certain, you know, 2 weeks or whatever. So, no, they know. The high-level officials, they know where to go, and it's not the hospital. I mean, you know, they know that they know what's going on with the medical system. They know what's going on with the pharmaceuticals. They know now if they have some sort of a lot of times with acute injuries, emergency situations, our hospital.
Anyways, that was rude. That's a great point. But, anyway. Caller, what was your other point? I apologize.
Yes, I have a specific question for Dr. Group, actually two questions. Dr. Group, I have my family oil of oregano. In fact, I just placed another order for Survival Shield today, and colloidal silver at 240 parts per million. I've got boys elementary school age, and, of course, my wife and I. Can you make a recommendation as to what dosage amount I should be giving my family of those three items in preparation for something so virulent as Ebola? And also, second question, I've heard the N95 mask won't protect us from Ebola, so what should we be using as a mask?
Well, you know, that's the million-dollar question right there.
They have a recommended mask. I forget the name of it. It's one with a bubble over your face?
Yeah, it's a biological filtration mask. And from what I've heard, there's some people are selling on eBay and Amazon. You might be able to pick some up there, some of the military-style masks. Do I think, you know, is that really going to protect you? I think it's going to be better to get in a forest somewhere where there's high oxygen levels that the virus can't survive. As far as the, your questions about dosages, I'm not really allowed to talk about dosages. But one thing I do for oregano oil that I've found really kicks in your immune system is about 9 drops times a day.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.